Well, welcome back to the show. And as we do at the beginning of every month, we check in now with Riley Padgett, Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for National FFA. Riley, thanks for making some time for us once again. Now, March, of course, just flew by, but we don't want to forget about National Ag Week and what a big celebration that was. How was FFA involved this year?
We had a heck of a National Agriculture Week. Had just a good time celebrating the abundance of food, fiber, natural resources, and of course, agriculture in the United States. As always, there was a DC student program where 100 youth stormed the Capitol to talk about agriculture, food, and natural resources. 38 of those 100 students were state FFA officers from across the country, representing around 26 state FFA associations. We also were able to fund seven, National FFA was able to fund seven activities or events happening across the country, again, recognizing the importance of American agriculture. And we're able to help chapters host events with farmers and in farmers markets and in schools with peers who might not understand about food and agriculture. There were over 1,400 website views of that National Ag Week website. There were several Speak Ag dialogues hosted. In addition to that, we were finally able to award the Greatest Advocate. As you know, we hosted the Greatest Advocate Challenge here at National FFA for the first time in 2019. And drumroll, please. The winner of that chapter was the Northeast Carolina Prep FFA chapter in North Carolina. And so next month in May, they'll be awarded with a chapter-wide pizza party and a visit from a National FFA officer. So thanks again for celebrating with us in that way.
Well, a big congratulations to that chapter. Now I want to spend a minute on the Student Agriculture Protection Act. It's back up for consideration in the House. It's been here before, but has yet to be passed through. Tell us again what exactly it is and what are the odds this time?
Yeah, so you'll probably remember the Student Agricultural Protection Act or the Agricultural Students Earn Act. It's been called a number of different things in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. But Representative Mike McCaul from Texas introduced once again the Student Agriculture Protection Act in the 116th Congress. And that number, if you're again following along at home, is H.R. 1770. And essentially, the Student Agriculture Protection Act exempts the first $5,000 raised, grown, or produced on a project raised, grown, or produced by 4-H or FFA members. And so, for example, if there's a student, you know, showing a steer in Oklahoma, for example, and he sells that show steer for $5,500, that first $5,000 would be tax exempt, and he would only owe taxes on that additional $500. So as long as that student is running or creating or growing that project under the direction of an agricultural educator or extension educator, then that $5,000 is tax exempt. And so we're, of course, following this legislation really closely, as we know that it could do a world of good to get students re-engaged in production agriculture back on the farm, or in some cases paying for their, you know, collegiate education or getting them on the right foot for a career in food and agriculture. Again, we know that it can do a world of good for young people in FFA and 4-H jackets everywhere.
Now, it's my understanding that the National FFA Center in Indianapolis got a pretty special visitor this week. Is that right?
Yeah. So on Tuesday of this week, Secretary Sonny Perdue visited the National FFA Center there in Indianapolis. And while he was there, he was able to visit with about 40 to 50 FFA members from Indiana, several state FFA officers from Indiana, and National FFA staff. He visited with Leanne Schiller, who is the director of our membership and merchandise at the FFA Center and the longest serving National FFA staff member, held a roundtable with students and other career persons at National FFA to dive into what it is that intrigues them about agricultural education and FFA. Why are they still members? Why did they choose to work for the organization? And so it was a good time with Secretary Perdue. Of course, National FFA always appreciates the support that comes from the United States Department of Agriculture, and we look forward to working with Secretary Perdue in the months and years ahead.
Now that spring is officially here, it won't be too long before summer actually arrives. There are a pair of great student opportunities, I understand, coming up this year, including, as always, Washington Leadership Conference.
I think I say this about every FFA project or event or initiative that we talk about on air, but WLC really is one of my favorite events that FFA hosts each summer. Again, Washington Leadership Conference brings in about 2,400 young people to our nation's capital, where they spend 3, 4 to 5 days with people that they may not know from other states around the country, exploring their Living to Serve project or program, where they can learn what it is that they have to offer their local communities. And they can go into their communities after leaving that conference in Washington, D.C., and make a profound impact and a really big difference in the communities in which they live and serve. Again, it's one of my favorites, and I think that if you ask the majority of FFA members who have attended Washington Leadership Conference in the past, they would agree and are probably nodding their heads as they're listening to this. There are a few open spots for Washington Leadership Conference, specifically for several weeks in the month of July. If you are interested, or if you're a teacher listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, I have a student who would love and be perfect for an experience like that, you can go to ffa.org/WLC to find out more and to discover what open weeks are still available.
Riley, there are also some internships available through the recent Memorandum of Understanding signed between the National FFA and the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, you know, the Memorandum of Understanding that National FFA and the Environmental Protection Agency signed in February with all six of the National FFA officers present highlighted this importance of environmental education and stewardship education. You know, we know as FFA members or agricultural education students or alumni that a lot of our teachers everywhere are already teaching young people how to be stewards of the land and how to be environmentally cautious. They're teaching environmental education day in and day out. And so this Memorandum of Understanding with USA EPA was really a formalization of that and a way to invite young people into these careers in environmental areas that they might not necessarily think about at first glance. And so as a indirect result of that MOU, several region EPA offices have established internships for this coming summer, 2019, that are open to all youth in food, agriculture, and environment, but of course with an emphasis on FFA involvement. And so if you're interested in learning more about ways that you can intern at the EPA here in Washington, D.C., or in regions across the country and in offices across the country, you can go to epa.gov/careers/students-and-internships. Again, epa.gov/careers/student-and-internships. We would love to have FFA members serving in these roles and in these capacities and better understanding the environments in which we live.
Riley, we've heard that you'll soon be transitioning to a brand new role and a brand new phase within your career, one also that will be taking you away from the show. Fill us in on that opportunity.
Yeah, so I've certainly enjoyed communicating with you all on a monthly basis and even more frequently, and have enjoyed getting, you know, lots of our information into the hands of your listeners. So thanks for the opportunity. My last day at National FFA, a role that I've really loved for an organization that's really close to my heart, but my last day will be April 12th. And on April 15th, I'll be starting a new role in the Office of Partnerships and Public Engagement at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so I'm not going far, just going down the street in Washington, D.C., and also still helping manage relationships like the FFA's relationship with USDA. And so excited for the new role, but certainly we'll miss some of the faces here.
Well, that's fantastic, Riley. Congratulations on your new role. And of course, thanks for making some time for us today and for all of the many months before. And we'll be sure to catch up with you a little ways up the road once you're all settled in at USDA.
Thank you all.